Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man to his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So, beginning, I know I say so a lot, but I've been warned not to, but I don't know if I can stop. In verse 1, the apostle says, there's any, because all these things, consolation, comfort of love, fellowship of the Spirit. Again, fellowship is that word koinonia. It means the things which are common. I mean, the fellowship we have, meaning we are fellows one of another. Like, people who are on the same team have a certain fellowship on the, because they're all part of that team. So in Christ, we are also to have fellowship one with another in the things of Christ. And our true fellowship is in those things. I'm kind of hearkening back to something I covered on the last chapter, but whenever I see this fellowship, this koinonia, this comment, I guess I get somewhat perturbed, maybe would be the word, because many times I've seen in many churches when people gather together in the name of Christ and then fellowship time comes, they talk about all sorts of things, but very little of the common things which we are to all share in common in Christ. Very little talk of that. A lot of talk about stuff that just doesn't profit. Not that, I've seen that in many places. You know, so-called fellowship time is just meet and greet or talk with your buddies. And honestly, the whole coming together is to fellowship one with another. More than I think any other purpose, the greatest edification comes when we as members of Christ's body interact with each other in the things of God, as opposed to through preaching or through worship. Those are common things that we keep in common. Those are part of fellowship. But I guess the part that but everyone always sets aside this fellowship time. We're supposed to informally just sort of get together. I look at a lot of the times Paul, when Paul would go to a place and talk in the church, you can bet it wasn't run the way we run things today by the traditions of our fathers. We've developed traditions over time, and not that I count myself as part of it, but even in the church that I belong to, there's certain things that are followed by tradition. The order of just service, greeting, it goes from greeting to, to offering or whatever. But those elements, those things are really out of traditions which we received from our forebears. And it's just the way things are done in church. And the fellowship time is this kickback sort of time. And it could be very profitable. But unfortunately, in many churches, it is not profitable. Because the time is spent
in matters that simply do not profit. If any fellowship of the Spirit, see, it's the Spirit in us which grants us this fellowship. And I guess to some degree, you look at the whole system as it is now, and you see things are broken, and they need to be restored. I mean, we could make it happen by setting up a law. Okay, everyone's got to talk about the things of God. But that would just be contrived. That's not fellowship of the Spirit. It's just fellowship by a law. You know, we're going to have things in common of the gospel. It has to be, it has to come from within. I guess so, part of me has always been a little saddened in this because I've always had a greater taste for fellowship than people around me. You know, it's like, I'll keep my wife up till 4 in the, she thinks she's keeping me up. I'm really keeping her up with all my talk about the things of God. And I'll be with brethren, and I could talk till morning light about it. I could sit around and probably do nothing but that all day. I don't know how long. I've never gotten tired of it. I've never gotten tired of it. It's always something else has, something else pulls me away. Okay. I'm not bragging on myself. It's just, that's how I am. I'm into that. I'm into that kind of discussion, that kind of a fellowship. And oftentimes it's sort of disappointing because you long to have relationships where everyone is of the same mind. But I can't make that happen. God has to make that happen. So when you see it not happening, it makes you wonder. It really makes you wonder. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. You know, he's saying, if there's any consolation in Christ, comfort of love, fellow, if we have any of these things, any bowels and mercies, remember we talked about the bowels being the inner parts. It could be for desire or even sympathy. You know when you feel it, and that's what it says. I have a note here from this in a figurative sense. Bowels can refer to the sympathy one feels for another. And mercies, there's, you know, mercy, pity. You know, if there's this sort of sympathetic feeling, if we have anything in common in the Spirit or consolation, comfort of love, then fulfill my joy and be like-minded. Meaning, of the same thing in Christ.